imagine you're pretty pleased by today's outing.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's always good to come off healthy, doing good. But no runs, five innings. My first time going five this spring training. It's definitely something to build on and a positive bounce back from last start for sure.
Difference just getting ahead of guys, throwing strikes early in the count?
Yeah, like I've been saying all spring training, man, I want to be the enforcer. I want to be the guy who dictates how the ball game goes, dictate the way the at-bat goes each count. So I like get to get ahead with all any of my pitches, just get ahead early and get them out.
What did you find today that helped you do that?
Sinker was good today. A lot of ground ball outs on sinker early in the counts. They were aggressive. They were hacking early. And I use that against them. I feel like made quality pitches. Didn't like they just got themselves out. I feel like I threw some good pitches. And the two hits that they got were a really good piece of hitting. But early, for the most part, it was definitely sinkers that they were swinging at and putting the ball on the ground.
Nick, for observers, you're glad of the 1-2-3 innings, getting out of jams and making sure you didn't give up that two-out hit. I'm probably of that today.
In the last inning, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's where you build the most in spring training. It's easy when you're breezing through innings and everything, but when you're really like in jams, you're constantly throwing out of the stretch with runners on, and you're getting out of it without giving up any runs or minimizing the damage. That's when you really build the most and you start to get the most work in during spring training.
You faced some pretty representative lineups in your last couple times out. How did it feel to do what you did today against most of their starting lineup?
Yeah. I faced them. It's a lot of A teams out here, but that's. They need work too. So I'm going to face good guys during the season. It's nice to get some feedback right now against some A lineups, some big dogs out there. But yeah, it's good to get a feel of what I'm going to face during the season.
With a decision coming in a couple of days, maybe day, how do you feel like you represented yourself down here?
I feel like I left it all out there. Did nothing out of nothing I didn't try with timing or pitches and different sequences and different approaches and everything. So I did everything I could. I left it all on the table, and now it's out of my hands. And I feel good about it, though. Either way, I'm happy, and I'm going to be okay with the decision.
Curious, we talked to, I think it was Clay earlier this spring, said that he's kind of adjusted his routine pre-start so he's comfortable doing either starting or relieving. Have you made any changes in that direction just in case it is a bullpen assignment to start here?
Not so much pre-start or anything, but I did throw a majority of my bullpens this offseason out of the stretch just to get comfortable in it, really just to get okay with throwing out of the stretch. And then it goes back to what you were saying. And I think it was you getting out of the jams, with runners on and everything. And I think I was okay throwing out of the stretch. So a lot of people have favor one side or the other, the windup or the stretch. And so I figured I might as well get really good and get really comfortable with throwing out of the stretch. So that was my way of preparing for this season.
Obviously. That could help you either way. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to need it if I'm starting too, like I did today with runners on base and late in the game, scoring position. I'm going to need to have some of my best pitches, my most important pitches, are going to be thrown out of the stretch. So I think that's a good foundation to have.
Nick, with that decision coming, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with the next few days as far as not knowing until it happens?
You think about it a lot. I mean, anybody who says is not thinking about it, not stressing or concerned, they're lying. It's on my mind. But it's not going to affect me in one way. I mean, I'm going to like one decision more than the other. But at the same time, if whatever happens, it's not like I can go back and say, storm in there, and no, give me that position. You're wrong. I'm going to have to take it. I'm going to have to deal with it, roll with the punches, and move forward. But, yeah, I mean, it's you thinking about it and trying to – every little thing you do, every time you go out there is like a tryout between all of us all fighting for that spot. So you want to do well, and when you don't, you dwell on it a little bit and think, oh, man, you know what? I may have just made it easier for him. Or when you do good, you think, hey, hopefully they're leaning more towards my way.
There when Pablo almost ran off the field?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see it. I just heard everybody, and then I looked up, and he was in foul territory in the coach's box over there. It happens. Every person's ever played baseball, it's happened to you. It has, yeah.